Well, it's 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. Time to welcome back Margaret Mills. Margaret, I have a vague feeling that your subject today concerns arson attacks in 19th century Essex. Sounds a bit dodgy.
Indeed.
Which part of Essex are we talking about?
Well, it was not in any one particular area, actually. It was places where incidents were recorded include Mersey, Hadley, and Ardley.
But how did they know they were all connected?
Well, the MO, as they say, the modus operandi, was the same in all cases, but nobody was ever caught.
Oh, crikey.
This takes us back to 1844, January and February, so early in the year. And there were reports of farm buildings, racks of barley, stables, anything connected with a farm being set alight during the either late at night or the early hours of the morning. Now, whoever was responsible seems to have been quite humane, because at Ardley, they set light to a stables but let the horses out first.
Right.
This went on for some time, and in spite of the police setting up a number of traps and staking out different farms, nobody was ever caught. However, they did arrest two farm labourers. One was a man named John Johnson, and one was a man named Jeremiah Bond. And this is all reported in the Times for January and February 1844. And they used a little bit of very early forensic work by identifying a footprint at one of the farms and taking away the shoes of Jeremiah Bond, and lo and behold, one of his shoes fitted the footprint exactly.
Right.
But for lack of evidence, he was never actually charged. Although, over the period of time, January and February 1844, not very long, but the newspaper reports that £80,000 worth of damage was done.
Colossal sum.
Colossal amount for 1844. And as suddenly as the attack started, they ended. And as I say, nobody was ever charged for these attacks. So we really don't know why they were started and why they ended. But the Times newspaper made great play on the fact that all of the farmers were heavily insured. I think there's a subtle hint there.
It could be.
Somewhere. You know, nothing was actually said, but, you know, it was implied.
Say no more, as they say.
Say no more.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm looking at Queen Elizabeth I and her trips around Essex.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.